KJAN Sports. It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. And checking high school softball action from around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Atlantic a winner again as they defeated Lewis Central by a final of 4-2 last night. Shenandoah topping Clarinda 8-5. It was Red Oak over Creston 15-9. Harlan beat St. Albert 12-0. Kemper Catholic downing Denison by a 12-8. Final. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning defeating Tri-Center 15-4. Underwood swept a pair from Logan Magnolia 7-3 and 5-3. Riverside beat AHSTW 12-2. It was Trainer shutting down Audubon 10-0. Westwood over Missouri Valley 14-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK beats Glidden-Ralston 3-0. KM outscores Bowyer Valley 13-12. West Harrison over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-1. Woodbine beat Arweva 8-7. In the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 7-6. Southwest Valley beat Stanton Essex 10-6. Lennox over Sydney 12-1. Nottoway Valley beat Griswold by a 7-5 final. That's girls softball. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic by a final of 7-1. Harlan edging St. Albert 2-1. Denison over Kemper Catholic 7-6. Clarinda doubled up Shenandoah 8-4, while Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson in 10 innings by a final of 5-4. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW over Riverside 11-7. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 9-4. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 10-0. Trainer edging Audubon 5-4. Missouri Valley beat Westwood 6-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK, a 5-2 winner over Glidden-Ralston. CAM defeats Bowyer Valley 6-4. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 10-2. Woodbine beat Arweva 6-2. From the Corner Conference, Griswold a winner over Essex South Page 5-2. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 11-1, while Stanton was a 12-2 winner over Lennox in boys baseball action last night. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals bounced back from a three-game sweep by the Cubs as Michael Wacha threw six scoreless innings in a 4-1 victory last night in Miami. The former All-Star allowed five hits, struck out four, and lowered his ERA to 5.63 in his return to the rotation. St. Louis scored three unearned runs in the sixth inning as catcher Jorge Alfaro's wild throw on a sacrifice bunt brought home a pair before Harrison Bader followed up with a sacrifice fly. We had that game for you here on the radio last night. We'll have game two of that series tonight for you here as well. Cards, Marlins from Miami, 5:15 this evening is the scheduled start time on the pregame. 6:10 should be first pitch tonight. Also in the National League last night, Arizona beat Philadelphia 13-8. Atlanta 13-7 over Pittsburgh. Colorado defeating Chicago 6-5. In the American League, Texas over Boston in 11 innings, 4-3. Tampa Bay beat Oakland 6-2. In interleague play, Washington over Chicago's White Sox 12-1. The LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 5-3, while the New York Mets and the New York Yankees were postponed last night. Ex-Red Sox slugger David Ortiz has arrived in Boston from the Dominican Republic for more medical care after being shot by an attacker outside a bar on Sunday. Before departure, an Ortiz spokesman said the 43-year-old athlete was in stable condition after doctors removed his gallbladder and part of his intestine. He said Ortiz's liver was also damaged in Sunday night's shooting. Ortiz, known affectionately as Big Poppy, is one of the most beloved figures in sports history in the Dominican Republic and in Boston. The fearsome power hitter led the Red Sox to three World Series championships, was a 10-time All-Star, and hit 541 home runs. The Red Sox honored the All-Star and World Series MVP before Monday's game against the Rangers. Dallas Keuchel dominated in his first minor league game since signing with the Braves, pitching one-hit ball for seven scoreless innings for Class A Rome against Charleston Monday night. The 2015 American League Cy Young Award winner struck out nine in the South Atlantic League game as he prepares for his big league season debut. The 31-year-old Keuchel might make his Atlanta debut after one more minor league start. Keuchel signed a one-year $13 million contract last week. Cardinals right-hander Adam Wainwright has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a left hamstring injury. The 37-year-old Wainwright was hurt running out a double in the fifth inning of Sunday's loss against Chicago. He returned to St. Louis for evaluation while the Cardinals flew to Miami for their three-game series. Well, Kansas has added Iowa sharpshooter Isaiah Moss as a graduate transfer on Monday, strengthening its backcourt and providing a three-point threat that the Jayhawks had been lacking on their roster. Moss was a three-year starter for the Hawkeyes, averaging 9.2 points last season. He was second on the team in steals and fourth in assists while hitting 42% of his three-pointers. That mark from beyond the arc was the sixth best by an Iowa junior in school history. Jayhawks coach Bill Self says the NCAA's recent decision to move the three-point line back beginning next season made it crucial to add another deep threat. Self anticipates Moss will still shoot between 40 and 45%. Moss joins a trio of newcomers in combo guards Isaac McBride and Christian Braun and swingman Tristan Anaruna. Those three will be freshmen this fall. Moss left the Iowa program after the most recent season this spring. He originally had committed to Arkansas, then pulled that commitment and decided instead to transfer to Kansas. Well, the Golden State Warriors are sending the NBA Finals back to Oakland following a flurry of late three-pointers, but the Warriors will have to continue their quest for a third straight championship without the services of their all-star forward. The good news for the Warriors was their ability to rally for a 106-105 win over the Raptors in Toronto to pull within 3-2 in that series. Golden State trailed by 6 with about 3 minutes left until Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson nailed 3 straight from beyond the arc. Curry finished with 31 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Thompson added 26 points and 6 boards to help Golden State overcome a potentially serious injury to Kevin Durant. The Warriors announced after the game that Durant has an injured right Achilles and will undergo an MRI today to determine the severity. Durant scored 11 points in 12 minutes before getting hurt again with about 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Durant missed the Warriors' previous 9 games with a strained calf and wasn't cleared to practice until after Game 4. Without Durant, the Warriors allowed the Raptors to take the lead in the fourth quarter before Golden State revived its quest for a third straight championship. The Raptors had a chance to pull out the win, but Kyle Lowry's three-point attempt was way off the mark to deny Toronto of its first NBA crown. Kawhi Leonard had a team-high 26 points, but was unable to take the final shot. Lowry ended up with 18 points, and Marc Gasol finished with 17 after scoring 15 by intermission. With that celebration on hold in Toronto, Carroll native and Raptors coach Nick Nurse unable to get that elusive championship.
Our team has reacted all year long great to bad losses. And I would say it takes a lot to beat this team. And that took a hell of a lot of blows and a heck of a lot of balls bouncing the wrong way, you know, in the last couple minutes for us to come out on the wrong side of it tonight.
Well, Toronto still has that 3-2 lead in the series as they head back to Oakland for Game 6 Thursday night.
You know, I think after Game 2 in the Philly series, I said, listen, I expect this to be a long series, right? And I expect this one to be a long series. I'm not sitting here trying to think we should be this, be that, but if you'd have probably told me at the start of this thing, if we could fast forward to a 3-2 lead, you want to take it, I'd probably say yes.
And again, Game 6 will be Thursday night back in Oakland. One of the NBA's greatest point guards is calling it a career. 4-time NBA champion Tony Parker has announced he's retiring after 18 seasons, saying it was an incredible journey. The 37-year-old Parker played 17 seasons for the Spurs and made the postseason every year of his career before joining the Hornets and missing out this season. Parker started 1,151 regular season games and averaged 15.5 points and 5.5 assists per game. He also played in 226 playoff games, averaging nearly 18 points and 5 assists per game. He was selected to 6 All-Star games and named second-team All-NBA 3 times. A former Rutgers defensive coordinator, Jay Neiman, is enjoying the family atmosphere in the Iowa program. Joining the Iowa staff not only allowed Neiman to return to the state he was raised in, but it also brought him much closer to family. His youngest son, Nick, is preparing for his junior season as a Hawkeye linebacker. Another son, Ben, starred for the Hawkeyes and is coming off his rookie season with the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, we were coming back home. We were coming to a great program for a great head coach. This is a no-brainer decision. And then you factor in being able to be a coach on the team that your son plays for. This didn't take any thought at all, to be honest with you.
Neiman says being on the same sideline as his son on game day will be a welcome change.
I haven't seen the side where I'm actually here on a game day with one of my sons yet, but I've been on the other side of it where I haven't been even in the stadium, and I've had to watch the game, you know, DVR after I get home at night and my game's over with. So to be in a situation now where, you know, we can be there personally, and experience that as a family is going to be special.
Being a coach of a team that includes a son can have its challenges, and if Niemann needs any advice, he can get plenty from head coach Kirk Ferentz, who's had three sons suit up for the Hawkeyes.
You know, he's had sons through the program himself. It's just, you know, being able to walk past your own son's locker on the way out to practice, being able to grab him, sit down, lunch at training table, and, you know, the first day I was here, my own son, Nick, walked into this office twice. You know, and one day, the first day I was here, that like, kind of blew me away. Because I was like, wow, I've never, you know, that has never happened to me. So it's going to be neat. And we're really, really, again, appreciative and fortunate.
Hawkeyes are preparing for, of course, the season coming up this fall. In a racing, Joey Logano has earned his second NASCAR Cup Series victory of the season, fending off Kurt Busch and Martin Truex Jr. in overtime at Michigan International Speedway. Logano was trying to hold on to a dwindling lead over Truex and Busch with five laps remaining before Erik Jones went into the grass, prompting a caution flag that forced overtime. It was a dominant visit to Michigan for Logano, who won the pole in qualifying and then led a track record 163 laps during the race. Kurt Busch finished second, followed by Truex, Daniel Suarez, and Kyle Busch in a race that was pushed back a day because of rain. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.